Welcome to the Blunt Force Gamers Podcast. Before we begin, a few things you should know. We are not politically correct, nor shall we endeavor to be. What you will hear in this podcast can quite possibly be described as horrible foul language. We can and will sound sexist, ageist, racist, sizist, ableist, classist, transphobic, jingoist, or any other ism out there. We speak our minds even if those words are rather vulgar. Seriously. If words hurt you from just hearing them, this podcast is not for you. If you're a gamer who doesn't mind a crude, unapologetic tidal wave of rotten gaming humor, then welcome home and enjoy the show.
Okay, here we are to the BFG podcast number one.
Numero uno.
I'm your host, Game Goblin. And I am joined today by FNG505, also known as Darth Blasphemous, also known as the Border Jumping Mexican.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? What's up, people?
I've got Dragon Dildo, straight from Canada. Is that your
name? Is that what you're going with? Kazarkan.
Okay, Kazarkan.
You just split?
Wait, one second. Let's try this again. Kazarkan or Kazakan?
Kazarkan.
Okay, you heard that here.
We got Kekistan.
I'm just going
to
call him.
Note to our listeners, he's had 9 months to come up with his screen name. And he just came up with it about 10 minutes ago.
I will now call him Turkistan.
That's right. I'm also joined by Nej, our token female. Hurrah!
Hi, guys.
Diversity.
Yeah, right.
Straight from the state pen, Darth Narciss.
State pen, because I'm black.
Yeah, because you're black.
Hey, remember, you are whatever muddies the white. Therefore, I am black.
Exactly. He's black. Okay, so yeah, diversity, whoop-de-shit. Just a warning to our listeners, also in the intro.
We're horrible people.
We are horrible people. This is all for our enjoyment and maybe yours.
Maybe.
Hopefully yours.
So we just got back about a week ago from RadCon, and that was an experience.
2 weeks ago?
It was about 2 weeks ago, maybe. 1 week ago.
I don't know.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Designated amount of time.
I work nights. I don't have to drive time.
Yeah. Okay, so... this was my first con in 20 years, and...
Old man.
Shut the fuck up.
It's okay, because we made him go.
Yeah, they made me go to con.
Like, dragged him by the ear.
And other than the people, I really don't have a great thing to say about it. I'm horrible that way.
We still had fun.
We did have fun. I met a neckbeard who... made me play his neckbeard game while I was completely... I had a few to drink, and I was sleep-depth all the fuck. Otherwise, I might have actually enjoyed what we were doing. His game, actually, though, it was awesome. It was easy to play. I got right into it. I mean, a 10-year-old could learn it. So, I mean, sleep-depth, partially drunk, I got right in. So
it did look interesting.
Well, as the, I guess, con elder out of our group, I've been to, what, 4 or 5 of them now?
That con.
That specific con.
Been to far too many.
So RadCon for me was okay this year. I love RadCon as a whole. You meet a lot of people developing games. You know, you can sit down and talk to people. It's a great place to network and meet people. I've met a lot of good friends. I see them once, maybe twice a year if they come into town. But yeah, that game we actually played was called Replicants. Just got hit on Kickstarter.
One second. Let me interrupt you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So this should have probably been said in the beginning. We here at, what's our name again?
Blunt Force Gamers.
Blunt Force Gamers.
We had 9 months to learn this.
Hey.
All right.
We here at Blunt Force Gamers are not endorsed by nor supported by any of the games or conventions we speak of.
Yet.
We're just uber nerds.
No. 1 second. It's the legalese.
Right?
We are not supported. We are not endorsed. Our opinions are our own and do not reflect upon gamers as a whole, or the conventions, or whatnot. So, once more, in simple English, we're horrible people. What we say is our opinions, no one else's.
You're only horrible by genetics.
Continue.
So, like I was saying, Replicants went live. You know, I backed it. A lot of people backed it. It's going into print. We're going to do a test play of it when I get my copy. Also, I was able to design some art for a couple of the replicants, which would be sweet. Highly recommend checking out the guys over at Attention Span Games. They've got all kinds of sweet stuff. I see them every year, and they've always got something new to They got some razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle. Like I said, even though I was not in the right frame of mind, I actually did find the game itself simple to play, good for four players, really enjoyable.
It's a Kickstarter.
It's a Kickstarter. I can back up.
It was pretty easy to catch on, even if you walked into it halfway. Yeah. Okay, 3/4 almost game was
the
done.
Round right before the end. Yeah,
yeah.
But we
walked
still
up.
Got
we
the
were
point.
Drunk off our ass, and we. I mean, it looked fun.
Yeah.
I would like to. I would have liked to play.
Honestly, I didn't care when he was explaining the rules, and I still picked up the rules.
You're like, I don't know.
I was when we first sat down. I'm like, I don't want to fucking be here. And then, like, halfway through the game, I'm like, actually, this is, I should pay attention. This is a good game.
We probably would have played, but we had to do stuff for you guys. And, well,
and
then
drink.
Go get drunk.
And get, yeah. And
I was drunk off my ass, and my alcohol level was going down.
It's true. It's true. He was crying like a baby. I want alcohol.
My alcohol blood limit
was almost
was
legal.
Still legal.
It was still legal, yes.
I'm not that much of a lightweight,
bitches.
Uh-huh. No, that's my job.
Die in a fire.
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
just
Mr.
Give
Mr.
him something to sip on, and he's
half
done.
A fucking half of a
Angry Orchard.
Half an Angry Orchard while we're out camping and trying to game. He's like, guys, I'm so messed up. We're like, dude.
Then he curls up in a ball and passes out.
I am so glad you were not at con, because I wouldn't have wanted to drag your limp body around behind me.
Which is one thing you have to watch out next year, because I'm dragging you to get a butt stallion, but you're on your own after that.
That
thing is so horrible.
They're not that strong, but imagine.
No. Those are a warp core down the side.
But I don't like my butt stallion. It tastes like warm strawberry milk.
Ooh. See, why did you guys get it warm?
Mean,
I always
like,
got it
cool.
No, that's what Jen's. That's what.
Ned. Yeah, it reminded me of a buttery nipple.
I don't know. To me, it tasted like warm strawberry milk. Ned here seems to think that it's because of the color. No, it wasn't because of the color.
It was a creamy consistency, and it was a light pink. Yeah, shove it. But because of it, so many people were referring to it as strawberry milk. But it tasted like a buttery nipple.
Yeah.
See, I got the strawberry because when you actually look at the guy behind the thing making it, there's strawberry flavor in there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really taste the strawberry.
I don't know. Though, Colin, overall, I mean, that game in the dealer's room actually was pretty good. The sign-up list for the game room was, or the game rooms.
Yeah, because they had two this year.
They had two. The game rooms were, I dare say, as the elder that outranks your con elder status.
Well, you're con elder above us all because you're
con ancient. I just came out of my casket long enough to go to con.
I actually think at this point you're a con myth because you went absent
Methuselah.
And then you returned.
Yeah, con Methuselah. It's like the rare con sighting of Goblin. There he is after 20 years and I'm all withered and gray now.
It's okay. It's great. You just make an offering of liquor and it works.
I was looking forward
to
going to con and not seeing anybody I know for a change. and I get to con and I'm like, I know two of the people in this book. God damn it.
Did you go say hi?
I went and stared one down and mean mugged him for an hour.
Did he realize it?
Oh, no, he didn't recognize me until I walked away, and then, you know, he had that oh shit look on his face. So, yeah, I just mean mugged him for an hour while he was doing the panel.
Oh, that being said, some of the panels were very odd and entertaining.
Odd? SJW panels do not belong at a con.
Yeah, but it's okay, because we did puppet karaoke.
We did puppet karaoke. Totally awesome, but when we walked in that safe space, that's when it hit me that this crap was real.
That hurt.
I know, when it's online, it sounds like a joke, like someone's pretending.
There was actually a room where you walked in and they had signs posted on the wall. This is a safe space. You are safe here to be yourself. I'm like, dude, we're at a freaking con. We're supposed to be ourselves here.
And I am not safe to be myself in a safe space, dude. I'm like the first one they'd fucking lynch. Because so.
We're dicks?
Because I'm a dick. Yeah, you're a dick. You are what you eat. Wait. Oh, crap.
Once again, our opinions are our own. Yes. This is going to get us banned from fucking RadCon. I swear to God, I will kill you all.
Look. The RadCon had a change in management. I understand this. When I went through my manual the first day, looking through what was going on, I'm like, why is there safe... You know, why is there inclusiveness on LGBTQ in gaming when, you know, somebody has something to bring to the table, you just invite them and you don't give a shit what's underneath their kilt or pants.
No, so matter.
Yeah.
fun thing.
That's the way I've always been.
At opening ceremonies, they kept saying, don't be a pinhead. And at one point, I said, hell, and yelled out, no, my cosplay. Because how much would it suck to be told, don't be a pinhead,
you're
when you're cosplaying as as pinhead?
Should I go as pinhead next year?
That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll be the fat one that
you
has
could have a sign that says, don't be me.
Yeah. No, there was a change in management, and they had a lot of SJW panels. But when we walked into that, right next to a fucking room party, of all things, in a safe space, that's what it really...
We lost someone in that room.
I almost feel guilty for ditching her.
Well...
But she was in a safe space, so...
She's a big kid. She can pull up her britches. She's fine.
Okay. She put on her big girl panties. I'm out, because I'm not dealing with a safe space. Free to be me? Uh-uh. No. That's
I'm
the
sorry, but isn't
so,
that the whole point of a con?
Yeah.
So that you can be free to be yourself and not give two shits because everyone around you is like-minded?
As long as you're not too much of a jackass.
Yeah, sure, fine.
Yeah.
Be socially polite. Wonderful. But that's still the point of a con
that, yeah.
is to be unabashed about your nerdiness in
exactly.
some manner.
Let that freak flag fly, man. And I put mine on a 12-foot pole and drag it above my head.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you have people walk around cosplaying.
Yeah, it's hitting the ceiling.
Everything. It's just so people
they only had 8-foot
on.
Ceilings
yeah.
in some places.
So, let's see. Once again, I'm Darth Narciss.
He's going to say that a lot.
Hence the name.
No, I thought maybe you would fit in a bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Bio?
Yeah, no, sort of a little bio or game or what you're actually
then
into.
We'll put that
I'm
on the
roll
website.
Us off.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
let's take a little segue in. I like Narciss's idea.
It
all
is,
right.
It is a
all
good right,
idea.
All right, so yeah.
Just call you Narnar.
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 That's okay.
Narnar and
Nitch-Nitch.
I hate you. I hate you, Dynafire. Yeah, that I like.
All right, so, name's Darth Narciss. Obviously, since I'm doing this, I'm a... fucking nerd, right on. I like board games, card games. I've been playing Magic since Alpha, off and on. Yeah, don't even get me started. Anyway,
we'll get to digressions with Narciss later.
Yeah.
computer games, consoles, movies, books. Love books.
He is a Vorthos like you wouldn't believe.
$400 worth of books.
And he
dropped it just this con.
Yeah. Dude, Tenstoffel Press, love those guys.
Other brands are available.
What's that?
Other brands are available.
Yeah, but I was...
He likes the press
shout
room.
Out to
it's a joke.
Guys.
Sorry.
Anyway, you shut up. This is my bio! Not me!
Yeah, you're in your
not you.
Bio.
Alright, let's
you're
see.
You're
messing
what else with Narciss's flow.
Here.
He's
I got
nothing
else
he has
right
no
now.
Flow.
I got let's see. Do I need to say anything else?
Yeah, you sound like you just rambled.
Well, no, I don't have a freaking
script.
A script.
Because we're doing this from the hip, man. You had 9 months.
Do you have a script?
Yes, actually, I do.
Okay.
Rip it out.
The kilt.
Down. No one needs to see that.
Dobbin's wearing a kilt, and he just threatened to pull something out from underneath it. It was quite horrible.
It's quite the script. You should see it.
So, since we're doing this little bio thing, Goblin, why don't you give us, since you've given us the listeners a taste of.
We don't want a taste of that.
A taste of.
That's where your mind goes. Wow, bro. But,
he's the one about to flash you, bro.
Just give them a. You've already said, you know, you've been going to cons forever with a long break in between. Why not give the listeners, people who don't know Goblin, a little more of a little info?
Okay, well, I'm Goblin. I like puppies. Long walks on the beach, mixed drinks, and world domination. I've
now
been gaming since,
that's a lot of rope and a lot of gimp masks.
It is a lot of gimp masks, oh my god. But you have to have a gimp army because ninjas are just too mainstream.
Unreliable.
Yeah, unreliable.
Well, no, it's the,
nobody
first,
wants.
It's the ninja, map. The more ninjas there are, the shittier they are.
And nobody wants to be touched by a gimp. Yeah, I've been gaming since the early 90s. Crap, my first con was DreamCon 9 in Everett, Washington. And that was in 1994, somewhere in there. And then I did DreamCon 10, AngloCon, DreamCon, I've already mentioned that one, Crap Sticks. WesterCon, RustyCon, NorwestCon, AngloCon. There was one that was up here. It was called DragonCon. Only lasted 1 year. Not the big ass awesome DragonCon.
I want to go to that so bad.
See, I used to enjoy role playing games, but when I sit down at the table now, all I see is Trevor Phillips.
Leroy
Jenkins. I thought
Jenkins.
We were supposed to do name drops.
No, Trevor Phillips is not a name drop. Neener, neener. He's a character.
It's a meme
out of GTA
point.
5. He's a meme at this point. Yeah, you're right. But I like card games, and especially my number one game setup ever since I was working in Nintendo of America. Yes, now that's public. I worked at Nintendo. I survived 6 months of Hell Week. Has always been console gaming, although I have moved on to being a PC Master Race elitist in the recent years. Consoles is where I've been for well over 20 years. Ever since I stole my first Atari 2600. I mean, procured.
Hey, statute of limitations.
Uh-huh. Hey, Nez, you're up next.
Okay, let's see. I am a geek of all trades. Dabble in everything. Except Magic the Gathering. It's one thing I will not touch with a 10-foot pole. Great, now he's throwing them at me.
She touched it!
Still
is that how you guys' first
count.
Date went?
Blue mana for the win.
Do a lot of video gaming. Can't say I care whether it's on PC or console.
She only plays console because she doesn't really use her computer.
It's currently out of order.
No.
You're right. My desk is out of order.
No. What I was going to say is Minecraft doesn't count.
That is completely insulting.
That is not PC.
It's
gaming.
A great waste of time. No, you're right. I'd rather
game,
play
it's not
Half-Life
gaming.
On PC, but that hurts your eyes.
The graphics are so bad. So bad.
Let's go play some Doom, bro.
Speaking of which, did you see that Doom where they replaced everything with a picture of
Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Like, they replaced the entire texture map.
Everything.
The walls. The mob.
Your
the
crosshairs
sky,
was
the...
a picture of Nick Cage.
No, it was Tim the Toolman Taylor.
No,
there's been
I
several
saw...
variants.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw
see, the one I want to see is where they just do randomized pixel alignments. Where
anyway,
it's a neon mess.
As well as gaming, I'm a big cosplayer fan. I like animes, comic books, cartoons, sci-fi, all the fun stuff. And I go to a lot of cons. So my first convention was Non-DeskCon in Colorado. I don't remember what year it was. It was still...
No, just Colorado.
Oh, okay. The con was entertaining because you got to look down from your balcony in your room down into the convention. It was kind of cool.
Which is pretty cool.
You're right. We're all just sitting there at one point in time. There was a crowd down at the base and making us do that stupid cat dance.
That dance is not dumb.
I think it's called caramel dancing.
Thank
the
you.
The only reason I know this is because of high school. So
anyway,
high
it
school.
Was hilarious. Done a lot of conventions here in Washington. Technically, only 3 actual conventions, but gone to them multiple different times. Like a bunch of different other stuff, but I guess that's really about it. Oh, and I'm a total bitch, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
Bitch for the win.
You know, bonus points for being true to yourself.
All
Are
right.
you kidding? It's funny when people sit there and go, dude, you're such a bitch, like it's an insult.
Kazrakan, you've been the least vocal, so let's get your intro here that Darth Narcissus has got the ball rolling on.
All right. I am Kazrakan. My name's been said a few times, and it's probably going to get screwed up quite a few more, so woohoo. I have been a PC gamer for fucking eons.
Shut up,
you're
kid.
Like the youngest person here.
Hey,
I
my first
that.
PC game was
By
Chip Challenge,
year.
Okay?
Yeah, so just
Spy
to put
planes
this in
on 8086.
To put this in perspective for
oh,
those
wait,
of you at home.
Right, I'm wrong. Oregon Trail.
Oh, Apple IIe, the old school days. Yeah. Right.
I'll put this in perspective. Goblin has been going to conventions almost as long as I have been alive. I am super young, and that's cool.
He stopped going to conventions almost your entire lifetime.
Yes, he has.
Yep.
But raised by a computer programmer, computers were always a part of my life. I will play on consoles, although mostly because I haven't really had the money to deal with consoles. I haven't branched too far into that field. I do a lot of strategy games, first-person shooter, Blizzard games. You know, on my to-do list is BlizzCon, although...
That'd be fun to go to.
Oh, I so want to go to
BlizzCon.
Think
of the cosplays.
Oh my god, the cosplays at BlizzCon.
Gen Con.
Are a...
Nah, I still want to go to Dragon Con. I want to see the dragon ladies.
I can't disagree with that.
Seriously, though, the racks on them are glorious. You see these costumes, they put so much work into it and intentionally emphasize their cleavage. Now see, those are true female cosplayers.
Agreed.
You know what they've got.
I could go on a completely sexist rant right now, but it's still Kazrakin's turn on
the
microphone.
Yeah,
I've been to the Penny Arcade Expo starting in its 10th anniversary. Went to PAX Prime. Went 2 years in a row, missed a year. Or no, 3 years in a row, then I missed this last year because of work. I know. Goblin's making this cry face, and it's absolutely true.
It's always sad.
Actually, yeah, it is.
I
put that requirement in my work schedule.
Real life aggro sucks.
You want to hire me? I've got my conventions to go to.
Yeah. I'm going to con off Medge's wording. I'm a geek of many trades.
It's a good term.
It is. It is. I am an aspiring dungeon master. I'm still working on a story that's been 2.5 years in the work. Yeah, admittedly. Under very slight tutelage from our esteemed goblin.
All you need to do is pay attention.
And I have been.
Where I fuck up, don't fuck up. Where I get gold badges, take those badges and run.
And remember, don't murder your players.
Yeah.
No, sorry, the people, not the characters.
Characters will kill themselves.
Yeah, I specifically, whenever I do DM, I will specifically tell my players, look, I'm not out to kill your characters, but I'm not going to protect you from your own dumb asses. So, take with that what you will. Yeah, I'm not exactly very descript, and I tend to be more vocal when I actually have something of interest to say.
Yeah, you just got to get them on a rant.
Yeah.
Then I don't shut up.
Or don't leave and go home like you're supposed to.
Or to work, or, you know, I'm terrible at disengaging. But it works very nicely as a DM. More detail is good.
Detail is always good.
I've dabbled in magic, nowhere near as much as either Blasphemous nor Darth. Well, I guess Narciss. And, you know, I have fun with it, and I've dabbled in a few other card games, lots of board games, movies, anime, Blizzard games, lore, story gamers. I am a story gamer, and will unabashedly back this to the nth degree. You give me a game that has a good story, good.
Yeah,
as long as it's not a complete shit pile around that story.
Fallout 4.
I can actually deal with really bad graphics if it's got a good enough story to it.
I'm not worried about graphics. I'm worried about things like control schemes,
combat
mechanics, you know, the deep shit that actually makes a game a game.
The story
rather
that
than
pulls
a story.
You in, it doesn't let you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the games that I live for. And, you know, various tabletop role-playing pen and paper types, you know. Most notably, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder. I play a lot of Star Wars Saga Edition, I think it is, as well, with my roommates.
Before Disney ruined it.
Before Disney ruined it.
Hey, it's officially canon, though, SOTOR.
Huh.
We're making an animated series based on SOTOR.
Lovely.
Surprising.
Hey, I saw it the day after Con. I was like, holy shit.
Well, so... I'm gonna shut up now. I'm just going to call it as
it is. Yeah, Kazarkan has this thing about sitting down and being quiet for long periods of time and then just exploding into a vomitous mass of words.
He's our resident volcano.
Yeah, we all do. But I'm the GM, so I'm allowed to do that for 4 hours a week.
I'm a blowhard. I do it because I want to.
I do it if people piss me off.
All right.
And Darth only does it because, well, he's right about everything.
Yeah.
You're right, Mr. Narcissist, giving Kazarkan the black eye for getting your name wrong. I saw that look. Anyway, FNG, you're up. Or,
all right, so
Darth Blasphemous, or who are the fuck?
I go with Darth Blasphemous, but I am the resident FNG. 505, because I'm from New Mexico. Let's see, I've been going to... My first con I ever went to, I was about six, I want to say. It was some sort of comic toy convention in Albuquerque. Don't even remember the name of it. Then I volunteered at Ace Comic Con. Fucking sweet, right before I moved out here to great state of Washington. And, yeah, I mean, I met Stan Lee.
I hate you.
the guy who played Chewbacca. I'm sorry, can't remember his name. B.D. Williams, guy who played Lando. I met... just a whole lot of people, and it really got me more into the nerd stuff, because it wasn't really a big part of my life growing up. You know, my uncle was all about comic books. That's how I learned to color and read and write, was because he would make comics, and I would help fix them up. I'd do all kinds of stuff. He actually worked for a small comic company for a while. But yeah, I just never really got into nerding out, because my uncles were older than me, not a lot of kids my age that I knew were into D&D and such. And then just in college, all of a sudden, video games became a bigger thing. Moved back home, wanted to go to conventions. Came out here and had a bit of a lull. Got into Magic the Gathering. Been playing since M14 Theros. And, you know, that's where I met most of these people, was through a game shop, or a game store.
What do you mean by these people?
The one sitting around me.
Okay.
The assholes he associates himself with regularly.
And or titled Us Fuckers.
Yeah. And, you know, I've really found myself to be more of a Vorthos, because I enjoy the story and themes, which is why when it comes to Magic, I love EDH. But yeah, you know, it's definitely helped me kind of break out of my shell, you know. That's the great thing about gaming, really, that I've found, is you meet people and talk to people about stuff.
I think that's the best part.
Yeah.
Especially MMOs, because then you can talk to people around the world.
Yeah, but I can't do that. I'm so tech retarded. Like, I didn't have a computer until high school.
See, I went off different. My dad became a total tech geek. I wasn't allowed to learn Windows until I learned DOS, so...
how I cracked my first computer is going
yes,
to the
very door. Interesting.
Bullshit is what it was.
But yeah,
it's obsolete now.
You know, I'm still kind of fresh and new to all of this, but you know, I'm picking it up. And when it comes to role playing, I give life to characters that are supposed to be throwaways. You can ask a goblin here about my new acquisition, a character I only partially created.
The accents.
Should I give them a taste of Peck
Peck? Yeah, give him a taste of
this
Peck Peck.
This was supposed to be a random throwaway character.
Actually, Goblin, could you give us a quick rundown on what Peck Peck originally was?
Okay, Peck Peck introduced in my game. The characters are currently going through a civil war scenario between three different factions. So it's a political clusterfuck, to say the least. And the northernmost territory had decided to employ the Gearhead Guild, which is a guild comprised mostly of those who build automatons and machines of destruction and then pilot them into battle to wreak destruction and havoc. One of these gearheads happened to be known as Peck Peck. And for anybody who might listen to this who is familiar with Filipino language, yes, that was a joke. Peck Peck... basically, his whole theme was he made power armor out of taking a normal suit of full plate armor and then modifying the crap out of it with a bunch of gears and doohickeys inside to pilot this full plate armor around with logging gear attached to it to cause massive amounts of destruction.
If I might. For those of you at home who've ever played Warcraft 3 Reign of Terror, any of the goblin mercenaries, the little mech dudes, that's basically what Peck-Peck had, plus a little, like, missile shooter on his shoulder.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it was.
The magic missile auto-turret.
It was a wand with infinite magic missile.
Essentially, yeah.
Whole reason I got to play this character was because my stupid character, who had a wisdom debuff on him, decided to read a sign. That turned out to be a trap, and I failed the save, so my character was out for, what, 2-3 game sessions?
Yeah, two game sessions.
And I think it was, like, in-game, a full 8 days.
Yeah, in-game, it was a full 8 days that he was catatonic.
He was so literally
snake sigil.
Sepia snake sigil for the win.
And on that, he hands me this character to keep me involved, because I was out for the whole session. And told me to run with it, so...
He did.
Let me give you a taste of a Peck-Peck.
Yeah.
Here we load that. That was a hell bell down there. Just, you should have seen him at the end of my saw. I got like 9 guys in a row. And they had these big old shields now. And I cut right through it. And I grabbed this one guy. And I hit another guy with that guy. I mean, it was a hell of a damn thing. That was a hoo.
Beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker. That's Peck-Peck, yeah.
But yeah, when it comes to gaming, I'm all about playing a character. I had a little bit of acting stuff from school, and I don't know, just doing voices and getting in the mindset. Oh yeah, oh, I had a great dwarf that these guys all loved.
I miss Shadwell.
I made a character based off of him.
We all miss Shadwell.
Oh yeah, we all miss Shadwell. He was a hell of a dwarf. He's a dude.
Yeah, dude. He was a tree hugger.
Oh, and he had this great little cat. His name was Stone. And then a lion named Dwally. Boy, we all loved it so much.
We did. I feel bad as a GM for ganking him so hardcore.
Hey,
it's
it was
okay,
the dice.
Because we got our Blood Ranger from it.
Yeah.
And now his current character, his current iteration.
I'm not
of
doing the voice for this.
You're not doing Kevin?
Not tonight. My throat hurts.
He's not doing his Russian character?
No, he will not. He's not the Russian. But when I do a Japanese accent, sometimes the Russian. It just comes in. It's like Vladimir Putin. He's invited to party. Next thing you know, he is the one hosting the party. Maybe they want the elephant. Maybe not. Sometimes you don't know. You just have to see what they want.
And there you go, drifting again.
No, I'm just doing the Russian because
you were doing Russian and you were drifting into something else.
I don't know. Sleep depth.
I shall find because I don't know. Hey, you're drifting into something else, my friend. Look at that. Hey.
Should I do an Irish halfling?
An Irish
character?
Halfling?
That'd be kind of amazing.
Okay, then I'll do an Irish gnome and we can have a conversation and make everybody listening wonder if we're crazy or if we're actually entertaining them.
Wait, we should start that out where we're just doing the accents and see if they know who's who.
No, I mean, maybe like if we get to episode 20 or some shit like that, but for
stretch
now,
goals.
Stretch goals.
To the point where they're bored and there's nothing left.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll keep it fun. Just wait until we start doing video.
Yeah, we'll keep it fresh. I still want to do extreme unboxing.
Oh.
That would really be entertaining.
Oh, I've got plans. Like,
oh, look, this awesome thing. Oh, there it goes. Never mind.
Can you imagine having two people tethered together? Like, they're both having to use... Like, one person's got their right hand in an oven mitt, and the other person has their left hand in an oven mitt, but their good hand is tethered to the other hand, so they're holding hands with their good hands, but then they still have to unbox with the oven mitts on.
Now, see, the one I wanted to do was you have the table in the middle, and you have them attached to bungee cords that only go about 3/4 of the way to get to the table. So they've got to run up and grab a pack, and then they got pack wars. With all stretched out on the table, and the first person to fall back auto loses.
Good exercise?
Brutal, I like it.
Only way we can get nerds to exercise.
No, there's another way to get nerds to exercise. Release a mobile game that allows you to go out into the world and catch invisible creatures, and don't fuck it up.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
did I get
see,
my dailies in
today? That would have done better.
No, they fucked it up with the getting rid of tracking thing for that month.
That really pissed me off. Yeah. That's the only reason why I stopped playing.
The new tracking's great, though.
Yeah, if I live next to a fucking Nexus.
True.
Remember, we're in the suburbs, and for anybody who plays Pokemon Go and has yet to, or anybody who does play Pokemon Go knows that suburbs are dead zones.
Although, if you're in Vancouver,
no.
I'm jealous.
Downtown here?
Yeah.
In the actual suburbs, there's like... Everywhere. Everything.
Well, that being said,
but we're
that
like, we like
is
living
brilliant.
The boonies of that.
I'm in between two gyms here. I take a 10-minute walk that way. I'm at a gym. I take a 10-minute walk the other way. I'm at a gym. But right in the middle, nothing. Nothing. At least it's not like a Pokestop at the front door of the apartment complex just taunting me.
Right out of range.
Just right out of range. That would suck balls.
See, we used to live right across a school, and so we used to watch that school's gym constantly shift.
See, that's the thing that sucks about, you know, working where I work, is one big company sends out an email, and then all the Pokestops and all the gyms are taken out for 3 months. Oh. And they only brought a few of them back, and they're out in the public areas.
Well, because, you know, they kind of want you to do your job.
It's true.
Yeah, but when it's, like, the next company's parking lot, I don't care. I'll go out on break when it's break time. Besides, the smoke shack is on the other side of the fence, so I can't exactly scoot out.
Yeah. But, yeah. They fucked it up. They fucked that pooch hard.
I'm still playing.
That's okay, because there's other things to keep us entertained.
There are. In the gaming world, there are plenty of things to keep us entertained. I'm actually half tempted on, like, putting together a cosplay outfit.
Well, that's a sad thing. So, me and Eric have been debating getting Horizon, right? Mm-hmm. But I am in the middle of a major cosplay that I need to get done in a short amount of time, so I don't have time to play.
Yeah.
It's sad. Not enough time in the day.
And there's not enough costume that we can ever possibly do to transform Kazrakan into a Zerg queen.
Wait.
While this would be highly
possibly.
No. Actually, no. He maybe. No, yeah.
We just
remember
some
prosthetics.
Dragon,
in the wise words of Dragon while we were at Con, he said, Hollywood likes their actors skinny and tall so they can bulk them up with all kinds of costuming.
But he is neither tall nor skinny.
And it is so weird to see him at Con still.
I know, right?
When I stopped doing the con circuit, he was still one of the mainstays. Like, you'd go to con and be like, and Dragon's going to be here. And you're like, oh, yeah, Dragon, he's at every con, whatever. And then, like, 20 years later, I'm like, I'm going to go to con with Dragon? What the f... Mind blown, dude.
Did
well, think
you
about
see him this year,
Victor.
Though?
Victor, I'm surprised he still remembers me.
The sandwich, I mean.
No, just... Not just the sandwich thing, like... Victor still remembers me. He goes through so many fucking people making fangs. And the fact that I walk up and Victor's like, hey, how's it going? Like, you know, fist bump, dude. And remembers that, you know, I remember Victor when he was going out with Atika, and then he told me the horror story of what happened between him and her. And I'm early on in my whole involvement in cons, I never really tried to play sides, especially when it's just people that I'm friend, you know, it's like an airplane
buddy. Your con friend, right?
They're my con friends for the most part. So he was having issues with Atika, and they were really buddy-buddy the first few times I met him, you know, because they're a couple.
Whoa. Are we dropping a
name?
Are we dropping, not just names, but a...
Victor, I'm not mentioning his last name, and if I mention Victor and Bangs, if somebody from the Seattle area listens to this podcast, they'll be like, oh, Victor, that dude is cool as shit, which he is, and Atika's not her real name.
Okay, I'm just saying, I don't want people to drop
people's
relationship drama.
No, that's not relationship drama. I'm just saying that I don't play sides, so when they were having relationship issues 20 fucking years ago...
Just saying.
You know, when Kazrakan was still screaming for milk in his crib, milk drinker, that's when this was going down. And he filled me in on the details of what's happened in a couple of decades since. And I actually kind of feel a little bad about her side of the deal. But I didn't play sides. They were my con friends. So I would still walk up, talk to her, bro fist. Hey, what's going on, girl? I'd walk up to him, bro fist. Hey, what's going on, dude? I'm not playing sides.
See, that's the fun thing about con friends. When you make a good con friend, you can go not seeing each other all year. And then as soon as you get con, it's like you picked up where you left off.
Yep, yeah.
And if you miss a con, you come back the next year, and it's like, hey, dude, where were you last year? Missed you, you know, fist bump.
That is actually very true. When I was doing the con circuit a long time ago, Friday, I'd walk in at noon, and it'd be 5 by the time I get to my fucking room, just from saying hello to all my goddamn con friends. This was like the fastest I ever got to my room, ever.
And think about all the people that, you know, are really, they have social problems. They don't like going out and meeting people, and then you bring them to con where everything they like is there.
Unless
it's easy to open up.
Yeah, unless they're Trex alone. That poor guy. I feel bad for him. Okay, for our listeners, Trexalone is a sad, sad tale at RadCon this year. The dude is obviously overweight. He talked a lot like this, and he wasn't really very good in the social areas. And the guy was just literally begging for somebody to just pay attention to him or be friends with him. And he got booted from the con because he was making people feel uncomfortable. Go-go SJW fucktards.
Yep.
I do. I feel bad for Trexalone. But he's like one of those rare cases where he's not walking in the door. He's fist bumping everybody.
That's one of the best parts about cons, though. Is you can have a random conversation with someone you don't know, have no clue, and it's perfectly acceptable.
Well, that's because Ming did nothing wrong.
And see, that's the fun part, too, especially when people cosplay. Like, I do a bard costume. I'm working on getting a proper Sith costume together. Got my lightsabers already, but... You know, I can go in costume, and all of a sudden someone compliments me. And then I see they're in cosplay. I'm like, hey, that's really cool. And just started up a conversation. Little did I know, 3 years later, this is someone who's looking for me at con. I'm like, dude, what's up? You know, we go play a board game or something, or go talk about D&D stuff at a panel.
That's like this year, in the hospitality suite. For those of you who don't know, it's a room they usually set up to make sure con-goers eat. It's just that simple. They make sure con-goers eat.
Eat, shower, and sleep. Those are the three rules of con you must follow.
But the hospitality room, it's tables set up. They have different types of food. But I'm sitting there having this conversation with this girl about corsets and how to manage them, because she was complaining that eating in a corset's difficult. So I had to explain to her, it's worse getting the corset back on after you've eaten. She goes, oh, that makes sense. But she's a young girl. You can tell she's a new cosplayer. But she had an adorable outfit, and she loved the tips.
Yeah, because when you can talk to people and just connect on a level, you know, it really takes down a lot of that, you know, regular social sort of ice-breaking. Because you're all a con, you know what you're all about, and it's like, I already know that this person might be okay to talk with. It takes away that whole anxiousness.
The anxiety. The whole, you know, what if they think I'm an idiot? What if they think I'm a nerd? Blah, 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 blah. You don't have that at cons because everyone else is already flying the flag.
Exactly.
That's one thing I gotta say about, I might have to drink the juice of shame. I was just railroading you, dude.
I figured we were both hopping in at the end of his.
Oh, we were. Okay.
That's not a juice. That's not a juice. That is a mutual lane exchange.
Okay, a mutual lane exchange. Well, you got your blinker on, so roll with it.
All right. God damn it. You made me train of thought because it made me think of the juice.
King of the juice.
He's now in jail.
God, Barry.
Calm. Anxiousness.
Right, because, you know, when you're out, just out and about in your normal daily life, you know, you like a lot of things, and then you open up to someone, and they completely, you know, turn on you like, that's stupid, grow up, whatever. At con, we're all just like, hey, dude, I like Game of Thrones, too, or I like Gravity Falls, I really love this anime, I really love that cartoon. You remember this from when, you know, around our childhood, or my childhood, you know, people of all different ages. In fact, at con, I really like hanging out with a lot of the older people because I can relate a bit more to them because of, you know, growing up with people who are all older than me. I was the youngest one for a long time, so I'm used to it. You know, I can connect more with them even though I wasn't around for a lot of the same stuff, but a lot of the shows, I grew up watching Transformers on the VHS copy, original series. I grew up watching G.I. Joe on DVD, which was the greatest thing ever. You know, it's just great when you meet like-minded people, because in your regular day-to-day, they're few and far between. And even just opening up to regular people about stuff, you might just pull them in, or you might get pulled into something new that's fun. And, you know, it's not in a bad way, it's just, it's easier for us at con.
That's one of the few things about RedCon I took away from it that's actually in a positive light.
Hmm.
Yes, I'm being positive about something.
Sign of the apocalypse.
I know, it's another sign of the end times. Actually, RedCon, when we were packing up leaving, and of course, me and Fatimus had our bonding moment and stuff. It was actually the people who made the con. It was reminiscent of that really tiny con I went to where everybody's like, hey, where's the con? Hey, where's the con? All weekend long. And we were just like, fuck it, we're the con. And we just grabbed our con flags and flew them, and the con staff was like, thank God they're doing something entertaining themselves. but the people at RadCon really made the con worth it.
You always do.
The the panels were subpar.
Mixed.
Well, yeah. The SJW panels really put me in a bad mood. The dance was in a far too small room to be considering to have dancing, and the airflow in there was
snug.
It was snug and stuffy. And it's like, hot. It smelled like feet. The horse brutality charging for food was really fucking weird.
Actually, technically, they make it very clear it's a donation.
I don't know. It didn't seem very donation. Like, oh, two slices of pizza, $2. And like, what? But a lot of the things they had there that was on the con side of the deal was very lackluster. But it was people like New Friend and her stolen panda suit or... The
New
board.
Friend was a girl that was two or a door down.
Yeah, she was the next door to me, a door down from you. I woke up in the morning and there I was, still sleep depped all to hell, not feeling good at 6 o'clock in the morning. And this girl in a panda suit says, "Hey, new friend." And yeah, so con life, like you said, man, just it opened the door. And I'm like, "Hey, a panda suit." It's hard not to say hello to somebody wearing a panda suit. I'm going to do this shit. Yeah.
What makes it better, though, is you've got all of these people who like different things, and you can get into seriously massive debates about it, but then turn around and have a drink and nobody cares.
Precisely.
Or go see a panel and have something to talk about. And I mean, yeah, one person will like Star Wars, one person will like Star Trek, but they're not going to hate each other over it.
Yeah, even though we all know Star Trek is inferior.
Yeah. Seriously, that's one episode we're going to do in the I Digress segment. We are going to sit down and have the Star Wars v Star Trek, but we're bringing in Fatimus.
Oh, cool.
We're going to have Fatimus and Narcissus sit on the Star Wars side, or Narcissus can sit on the Star Trek side, whatever he wishes.
Narcissus, one good reason why Star Trek is better than Star Trek. Go.
You just said
Star
why
Trek
Star
is better.
Trek
I don't know
Star
stuff. It begins with the word star. It makes me cry. Okay, why is Star Trek worse than Star Wars? One reason.
Why is Star Trek worse than Star Wars?
Yes.
They all wear the same clothes.
You must conform. You will fit into the roles we have, or you will be out.
Nobody
it's
should wear that much.
It's a dystopian culture. They're stagnated. Star Trek, I mean, they take their best and their brightest, they throw them on a ship and just be like, go out there and find us something, because it's so fucking horrible here. Not only that, but there's no fucking money, right? In the original Star, they ended up having more money during Deep Space Nine and all that other shit, Gold Press, Platinum and all that other shit. But anyway, so imagine, you're a toilet cleaner, you're a plumber, you do plumbing for a living, why? Why are you fixing these toilets? You're not getting paid for it. So why the fuck is somebody fixing toilets? I sure as fuck wouldn't be. I get the exact same as this dude who gets to sit on his ass doing paintings all day? Nope!
That's
like socialism. Looks like your toilet's staying clogged, because fuck you, buddy.
Yay for space communists.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, didn't they have like sonic showers and shit like that? What the hell did they have for an actual restroom? Like, this is a question I actually have. I'm going to have to look this up.
I'm sorry, my statement still stands. If I have to choose between Star Wars and Star Trek, I'm still going with aliens.
That's why I married her.
And that reason alone.
No, that's on our very first not date. I said Star Trek, Star Wars. You said, can I just pick aliens?
Oh, yes, for those who are listening, Narcissus and Nedge are married. Yay!
It was a beautiful wedding.
Sorry, fanboy.
It downpoured. It was fucking horrible.
It was a horrible wedding. Don't fucking lie.
No,
shit.
You know why it
was
beautiful?
Disaster.
Because my glasses were so fogged up and rained on that Nedge looked like...
I just fear that.
Okay, so we had a technical hiccup and gaff. And in the interim, while we had that technical hiccup and gaff, we took a break. So that last conversation is dead in the womb. Like, we were talking about Nej and Darth Narcissus' wedding, and shit just went crazy. So, technical gaff. Hey, first episode for the win, right?
I know, right?
Yay!
Right.
Yay. How it goes.
And then, of course, our conversation naturally gravitated away from their wedding, and now we're talking about...
Games.
Games, of course. Because that's what gamers do.
I actually got a topic for that.
Oh, you got a topic. Well, roll with it.
I kind of felt that, yeah, it'd be me and Narciss going back and forth mainly. But, Narciss, have you seen the spoilers for Modern Masters
2017? Oh, magic. Please
die. Wait 1 second. Let me... Internets.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna... Yeah.
See, we were talking about video games.
But this ties in because... Apparently they're going with a new online magic playing system.
I thought they tried that once.
That will three fail. Times. Every time a major company, Cookie ML.
Oh, the full spoiler list is out.
Tries to do something with an online play thing, it fucking dies horribly. It's a bad idea.
True, but with Modern Masters 2017, it looks so sweet.
It sounds like
you got Damnation, Liliana of the Veil, Cavern of Souls. The Zendikar fetches. I mean, it's just so much pretty. All in one bag.
It doesn't matter if it's pretty. It really doesn't fucking matter. Okay, when I was playing Final Fantasy IX, sitting there, and I got my nice Prime Game strategy guide and flip it over, and it's like, you want more hints on how to defeat this battle? Go to playonline.com. No. Flip a few pages later. You want more tips? Go to playonline.com. Playonline.com. I was like, I paid $20. For a 200-page advertisement.
Yeah.
I've seen this happen repeatedly. Not just that was the first instance that really hit me, but almost every game that says, well, we got this online aspect that's really fucking cool. You should jump into that too. I'm like, no, because it doesn't work. Shit, Kaijudo, anybody?
Oh, huh? Lord. I haven't thought about
We've
that.
We've got online stuff too. Come play Kaijudo online. Nobody fucking cares.
That never really got off
I
the
mean,
ground.
I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is to the point where they have a phone app. What'd you see?
Well, I called out Kaijudo when it was at the fucking meet and greet with us and the distributors. And everybody in the room is looking at this card game going, it's trash. And even one of the guys in the back from another game store entirely was like, I ain't selling this in my store. Why are you saying it's the next greatest, biggest thing?
Yeah.
And our target audience, dude, remember my story about kids burning those cards, having more fun than playing them? Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It comes to failed game, especially trading card games, I had no idea that they actually made a Nightmare Before Christmas trading card game. With two expansions. Or one or two, I can't remember. But yeah, they had a trading card game for that. This one other...
It seriously sounds like it's just trying to be relevant. Which, this one... that being said, I love Nightmare Before Christmas.
We all, I do. Anyone else? Yes? No? Positive? Negative?
It's a very enthralling movie. I had it's first...
It's a beautiful work of art.
The Disney logo kills my boner, but the rest of it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, then again, I'm also apparently one of the few who actually enjoy Space Jam in this room.
Hey, I like Space Jam! But,
Space Jam
you know.
Was a decent enough movie, but the reason why it took off so much for my generation was...
Our generation.
Well, yeah, it was the overabundance of tie-ins.
Exactly.
It was tied into everything. So it was so not just over... It wasn't overhyped, but it was so overhyped, and it was so everywhere that...
Dude, they
kids loved the shit out of it.
They haven't updated the website in like 10 years, but it's still there.
I didn't even know they had a website.
What?
Everything has a website.
Didn't you buy
this was before the internets.
No.
Space Jam was before the internets.
No.
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 Yes. As you children know, it is before the internets.
I'm gonna hurt you.
Dude. No.
Message boards are not the internet.
Hold on.
No,
you are not the oldest one in the room right now.
ComputerServe used to send shit to my house. You know, subscribe to the internet, $3 an hour. Fuck you.
Are you kidding? I loved when freaking emails finally became free, and my dad went nuts and made sure everybody had an email in our household.
Yeah.
Which was kind of sad, because I stopped getting those awesome CDs that I glued to my ceiling.
Yeah.
What? You flip them upside down? It looks really cool.
I actually like making wind chimes out of them.
Those dick bags!
Huh.
Oh, God, now he's going on about something.
What, Cavern of Souls, Damnation?
No, Cruel's made them.
I know, right?
I can almost make my, my Cruel's made them deck.
Just in draft.
Just in draft, almost.
You know, because a lot of that deck
the
is
The only
rare.
Thing I'm, a lot, of, well, yeah, but a lot
I
of...
I kind
of
want to set these two aside and let them have their magic conversation over there.
Well, no, it brings
the one thing that's missing out of this, I think... to fully make this set really good is it doesn't have the blue command.
Cryptic?
Yeah, it doesn't have cryptic command.
Well, for our listeners, what are you talking about?
Magic the Gathering cards. Cryptic Command originally came out in...
Oh, God, you're making me think. I'm losing nerd points. Losing nerd points fast. Don't mind
me.
You're
hemorrhaging.
I'm not looking it up. Shut up.
Phone in hand.
He is looking it up.
Cryptic Command. That was originally from the Lorwyn block.
Darth Narcissus is right about everything as long as he's got his friend Google nearby.
Google knows all. All hail Google. Anyway, no, Cryptic Command. One colorless, three blue, instant, choose two, counter target spell or return target permanent to its owner's hand, or tap all creatures your opponents control or draw a card. Mm-hmm. It's the only card that's missing from this Modern Master set to make my Cruel Ultimatum deck. And with some of the other, and I know why they didn't do it, because they've reprinted it a few times now, but also because it would actually make this set way too powerful in blue.
I feel like blue definitely is a thing, but I've seen the archetypes. Like, I'm seeing definitely a red-black sack. I mean, what is it? Terminates in there with new art. That's so sweet. Cavern of Souls is a mythic now, so forget trying to finish out my playset. Does it have doubling season, or did they not include that? I haven't seen the full spoiler yet.
Ooh. Yeah, that is Terminate's new art. Nice.
Killing Sunny T, isn't it?
Looks like it.
That is fucking metal.
Let me see. What's up?
That is metal.
Describe
okay,
it to
her. I was just handed a phone with a picture of a flamethrower mounted on a drone clearing garbage from power lines.
Yes.
That
I think
is metal.
Been done in Japan. Or is it it's somewhere?
I don't care where it's done. It's metal.
It is super too.
It's a really clever way to handle it.
Clever way to handle it. I was kind of watching the video in silent because, one, we're recording, and two, sound.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I want one.
Yeah, I
for
know.
For
right?
No other reason than the fact that it's a flamethrower mounted on a drone.
Hey,
exactly.
I believe technically it's legal to do that here because of bees.
Flamethrowers are legal in the States.
Oh, you gotta get a permit.
Nope. Flamethrowers are legal in the States. Because of killer bees.
Yes.
Huh.
So therefore, you are simply protecting
yourself. Oh, that reminds
me
of a great joke I heard the other day for you, Darth. And we're going to end today's show on a very horrible joke note. And I'm going to throw this joke.
It's Bad Joke Friday.
Yeah, it's Bad Joke Friday, whatever. Yeah.
Well, for us.
did you know Darth Narcissus? I'm going to refer to you. I heard a joke the other day, and it's perfect for you to throw in your magic bag. It is... Do you know why it's horrible that they don't build more mosquito nets?
Why?
Because of all those millions of mosquitoes in Africa that needlessly die of AIDS every year. They'd be saved with more mosquito nets.
Okay.
Oh, come on, man. You hit me with like some really hardcore ones on my meme thread earlier.
You asked me to unleash the fire, but sadly my phone of horribleness is dead and lost in the moving.
Oh, great.
Hey, you do not want me to start uploading, like, the ones that make me feel bad inside.
Okay, yeah.
let's make a note
for our
here.
Listeners, Darth Narcissus, our token, without the letter T on his shirt, he sends me some of the most horrible, racist things that even shut me down while I'm walking and going, what the fuck? Seriously, he does.
The internet is a horrible place. I have found my home.
This is also the same gentleman who, in character, it's just a body. Yes, we're bringing this up. We're bringing this up.
It's just a body.
Need to know his character standpoint, and I get a little bit of where he was coming from with this.
Yeah, after stabbing his best friend in the neck.
No, okay. Y'all are telling this horribly? All right. My character, we were playing New World of Darkness vampire campaign. My character's best friend had gone missing. We go to this warehouse, find him. He's part of a ritual. Some members of our group, it's not here, decide to interrupt this ritual by shooting at the person at the... leader of the ritual.
Hey, the dice rolled.
That doesn't excuse
the dice do not say, you know what? I'm going to shoot this person. The dice said, do I actually hit the person that I just shot at?
And if so,
that's what I said. All right, so yada yada yada. They were like, "Fine, you deal with the demon then." And my friend, a demon rips his way out of my friend's body, and I'm like, "Oh fuck! I just saw my friend die. My friend is now dead. But here's this thing that just killed him. I'm gonna kill this fucking demon." So I start, you know, we start attacking the demon. We beat it down. It gets away because, you know, it's a fucking demon and we're not ready to take on a demon. And as it leaves, it shifts back into my friend's body. And they're like going like, "Dude, aren't you freaking?" I'm like, "What? It's just a body. My friend's dead." And they're like, "Man," they won't stop going off on how my guy is like heartless and shit. I'm like, "It's not that he's heartless. It's that he already saw his friend die. He's working his way through it. Eh. He didn't." And the reason why they're going off on this is because as it turned back in to a human, my knife was still in the thing's back. And they're like, "You have your knife in your friend's back?" No, I mean, I didn't kill my friend, though. My friend was killed by the demon that ripped its way out of his body. So I just, eh. So they're horrible people. Fuck y'all.
Instead of seeing this lifeless body laying in front of him as his dead friend, he saw it as just a body.
Yes, because my friend was dead. That, as I explained my background of the character, my dude's actually a bit of a sociopath. He's kind of crazy.
You know,
standard player character.
Not exactly. Because as I explained it, that's why he was an EMT, because he controlled life itself.
You know, I'm going to be completely morbid here, you know, but in the happenstance that Nej does not survive this world longer than you, I'm going to go give you the comforting words of, "It's just a body."
No, it's okay. Because, well, it's more likely he's going to die before me because his heart's going to give out on him.
Not my heart.
Food and energy drinks.
My kidneys will fail before my heart does. Thank you very much.
We'll put on his tombstone, "It's just a body."
It's just a body.
But that's not where I'll be buried. No, we will find
him. And with that, dear listeners,
I'll be like a dog. I'll go off into the woods somewhere.
Just like his former friend in game is now just a body, this is just a podcast. And we are signing off for this week. Thank you for listening.
Peace out, people.
Bye.
Thank you for making it this far into the Blunt Force Gamers podcast. You're awesome for that. But now for the legal speak. Blunt Force Gamers is not funded or endorsed by any organization, and so the views and opinions expressed are solely our own. Music in this podcast is available on Incompetech.com and is used under the Creative Commons license. If you want royalty-free music for your own production, visit Incompetech.com. The music track in this podcast is Hitman, composed by Kevin MacLeod. To contact us, the Blunt Force Gamers, we can be emailed at bfgamershq@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and see you next week.